Between the south and the east, southeast, and the north and the west.
Northwest.
And the north and the east.
Northeast.
Okay. How about if it's raining but not really hard, what would you call that kind of rain?
A sprinkle.
Okay.
Or a light rain.
Okay. How about something finer than that?
A mist.
Okay. How about if it's steady and very, very light, but it just doesn't stop?
Drizzle.
Okay. Great. Now, if there's this heavy white in the air, like clouds.
Fog.
Okay, and you'd say that it's very
foggy.
Okay. And if there's been no rain for a long, long time.
It's a drought.
Okay. Is a drought, what's a dry spell? Is that the same as a drought, or is it shorter?
Yeah, I guess it'd be shorter.
Okay. If the wind has been very gentle and all of a sudden it gets a lot stronger, you say the wind is doing what?
Picking up.
Okay. And if it's getting weaker,
mm-hmm.
calming down?
No, it would be dying.
Okay. And if it's cold out, but not so cold that you don't like it, it's sort of nice and, you know,
mm-hmm.
exhilarating, and you like to be in that kind of weather, you'd say it's kind of what?
Crisp,
okay. What would you say if it was cold enough to kill plants and stuff, and maybe there was this white stuff on the ground? We have in the morning here sometimes.
It would be frost.
Okay. And if it was harder than that, would you call it anything else? Would you say a hard frost or a freeze or?
We don't have either.
Okay.
We don't call it anything.
Okay. And if it was so cold somewhere and somewhere else
uh-huh.
and the lake got hard, you'd say the lake what?
Froze over.
Okay. And if it was just a little bit, not real hard, but just a little on this, around the edges or surface, would you call it anything else?
I'd probably just say it began to froze over.
Okay. And if it gets much colder, it might
freeze over.
Okay. And it has already
frozen.
Okay. You were talking before, you mentioned you had a living room. Have you ever heard any other names besides living room for that room where you all sit? Maybe older names or something?
They call them sitting rooms or parlors, or was that a different room?
Oh,
is that a living room?
Both. Some people say that's the same room, and some people say that there's one was for company and one was
for the family.
Yeah. How do you think of it?
I don't think a sitting room or a parlor is a living room, because I think a living room is for company.
Yeah.
And the sitting room and the parlor is not.
Oh, okay, good. And, you already said this, but I'll just do it once more. If you were talking about the height of the ceiling mm-hmm. or a room, you might say it's about 9 feet. Okay. That's it?
That's it?
Yep.